Conference at Volney. Our first general meeting in Western New York, beginning August 18, was held at Volney, in Brother David Arnold's barn. About 35 were present, all the friends that could be collected in that part of the state. But of this number there were hardly two agreed. Some were holding serious errors, and each strenuously urged his own views, declaring that they were according to the scriptures. These strange differences of opinion rolled a heavy weight upon me. I saw that many errors were being presented as truth. It seemed to me that God was dishonored. Great grief pressed upon my spirits, and I fainted under the burden. Some feared that I was dying. Brethren Bates, Chamberlain, Gurney, Edson, and my husband prayed for me. The Lord heard the prayers of his servants, and I revived. The light of heaven then rested upon me, and I was soon lost to earthly things. My accompanying angel presented before me some of the errors of those present, and also the truth in contrast with their errors. These discordant views, which they claimed were in harmony with the scriptures, were only according to their opinion of Bible teaching, and I was bidden to tell them that they should yield their errors, and unite upon the truths of the third angel's message. Our meeting closed triumphantly. Truth gained the victory. Our brethren renounced their errors and united upon the third angel's message, and God greatly blessed them and added many to their numbers. Following the return from Western New York in September, 1848, Elder and Mrs. White journeyed to Maine, where they held a meeting with the believers, October 20 to 22. This was the Topsom Conference, where the brethren began praying that a way might be opened for publishing the truths connected with the Advent message. A month later, in November, 1848, they were with a small company of brethren and sisters assembled in conference at Dorchester, near Boston, Massachusetts. It was during this meeting that light was received regarding the duty of Elder James White to publish the truths of the third angel's message.